Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Shri S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki. When first-class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy, and fruitive action. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably, as Krishna desires. Please respond. When first-class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy, and fruitive action. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably, as Krishna desires. So Srila Prabhupada has quite an incredible purport to this verse. It's interesting, all the devotees who've been speaking in these lead-up classes, they've picked verses which are something to do with Sankirtan, but then the purports themselves are very ecstatic. So again, it's a little bit lengthy, but really, really phenomenal. So just bear with it. This verse is also found in Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11. As we can understand from the Bhagavad Gita 9.34 and 18.65, the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants everyone to think of Him always. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. Everyone should become His devotee, not the devotee of a demigod. Everyone should engage in His devotional service, including archana, deity worship in the temple. Manmana bhavamad bhakto majaji mam namaskuru. Everyone should offer obeisances from moment to moment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the desires of the Supreme Lord, and one who fulfills His desires favorably is actually a pure devotee. Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto Him, and devotional service means preaching this gospel all over the world. The Lord says openly in the Bhagavad Gita 18.69, Nachitasman manusheshu kaschin me priyakritama. One who preaches the gospel of the Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of all is most dear to Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Lord so that human society can be perfectly organized from all angles of vision, politically, socially, economically, philosophically, and religiously. From any point of view, human society can be reformed by the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, one who spreads this philosophy of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of all conditioned souls in the universe is perfect in pure devotional service. The criterion is that a devotee must know what Krishna wants him to do. This understanding can be achieved through the medium of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami advises, Ado Guru Vasrayam. One who is serious in wanting to render pure devotional service to the Lord must take shelter of a spiritual master who comes in the disciplic succession from Krishna. Evam parampara praptam, imam rajasayo viduhu. Without accepting a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession, one cannot find out the real purpose of devotional service. Therefore, one has to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and agree to be directed by him. The first business of a pure devotee is to satisfy his spiritual master, whose only business is to spread Krishna consciousness. And if one can satisfy the spiritual master, Krishna is automatically satisfied. Yasya prasadat bhagavad prasadaha. This is the success of devotional service. This is the meaning of the word anukuyena, that is, favorable devotional service to the Lord. A pure devotee has no plans other than those for the Lord's service. He is not interested in attaining success in mundane activities. He simply wants success in the progress of devotional service. For a devotee, there cannot be worship of others or demigod worship. A pure devotee does not engage himself in such pseudo-devotional service. He is interested only in satisfying Krishna. If one lives only for the satisfaction of Krishna, it does not matter whether he belongs to this order of life or that order of life. One's only business should be to satisfy Krishna. This process is completely manifest in the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement. It has been actually proved that the entire world can accept devotional service without failure. One simply has to follow the instructions of the representative of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meditam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vrishtam Shtapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivashakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinobando Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Ancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Pyanepacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Karambakana Swaminiti Namani. Namo Shtaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Gurudvasa Jayavati Swaminiti Namani. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Guru Varipacharani. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshitarine. Jai, so Hare Krishna, dear Vaishnavas. Thank you kindly for being here and also for this opportunity to speak on the glories of book distribution. It's described in some of the Puranas actually that by simply glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, there's so many benefits. Same simply by glorifying the holy name, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was every day he bathes himself in Nam Mahatmya, the glories of the holy name. Because if we want to actually do something, we have to understand its glories. We put our attention to things we care about. And similarly, by glorifying book distribution, I'm praying that I may be able to take the service seriously and understand the incredible good fortune it is to be engaged in such a service. So, yeah, humbly seeking all the blessings of the assembled devotees. So this verse, hopefully most of you are familiar with this verse. Anyone who's done Bhakti Shastri should be by now. Just a quick question. It's not a trick question. Who wrote this verse? Rupa Goswami, isn't it? That makes sense. And Prabhupada is saying, you know, this is found in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But also we find this title's entitled... This chapter is entitled, The Lord Instructs Sridhar Rupa Goswami. So who's speaking here? Lord Chaitanya. He's speaking at Prayag to Sridhar Rupa Goswami. And this is taking place roughly 20 years prior to the composition of Srila Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So how to understand this? But of course, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was not there at Prayag when Lord Chaitanya was instructing Rupa Goswami. But he had great insight into the relationship between Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the relationship is very, very close. And he even compiles one verse at the beginning of this chapter. He says, Vrindavaniyam rasakeli vartam kalena luptam nija shakti mutka Sancharyam rupe vyatanat punarsa prabhu vido pragiva loka shishtim. He's very poetic and he says that just as when Lord Brahma was tasked with creating the entire cosmic manifestation, The Lord personally instructed him from within, giving him all the details of how to manifest this particular cosmos, and also giving him all the Vedic knowledge from within his heart for the benefit of everyone. And Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, in exactly the same way, Lord Chaitanya gave Shri Rupa Goswami Nija Shakti, his own Shakti, his own empowerment, because the Lord had a desire to reawaken, to bring about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. And therefore, he particularly empowered Shri Rupa Goswami in this way. And Prabhupada translates this verse in a very remarkable way. He says, and thus Shri Rupa Goswami has spread Krishna consciousness throughout the entire world. Not will spread or is spreading, but has spread Krishna consciousness throughout the entire world. So we see how the Lord Krishna has multifarious energies. And he can do everything through these energies. Parashi Shaktiya, Vivadeyu Shriyate. And so he can accomplish everything without having to personally get so much involved. But he's still doing it. And in a similar way, Lord Chaitanya had this desire to Anarpita Charim Chirat Karnavatir Nakalo Samarpayitam Ritojala Bhakti Shriyam, for what's not been given for a very, very long time, to again re-establish his highest level of devotional service. He had this desire to share this, and he did this through Sri Rupa Goswami. So this verse, Anya Bilasita Sunyam, was, you say, composed by Sri Rupa Goswami, perhaps some 20 years after this conversation, but is simply a manifestation of Lord Chaitanya's desire. And Lord Chaitanya's desire is this Krishna consciousness is spread throughout the entire world, and he's done that through Sri Rupa Goswami. And Sri Rupa Goswami is doing that through his agents. And in this particular age, the foremost of these agents is, of course, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because who else has made such a contribution to spreading this knowledge of Uttama Bhakti, as we're learning here? Anukuyena Krishna Anushilinam Bhakti Uttama, first class devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada has been the one who's particularly empowered to spread this pure devotional service throughout the world. So today I thought we could discuss particularly why book distribution is such an incredible service and how Srila Prabhupada is so magnanimous in engaging us in this service. Because we can engage in any activity for multiple reasons, and the reasons we engage in it will then determine the outcome of that particular activity. But if we can engage in book distribution from a sense of deep gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, then it's a very, very beautiful activity. So here we're learning about pure devotional service. And pure devotional service is free from jnana, monistic philosophy, and it's free from karma, material desires. And also the devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably, as Krishna desires. Because Krishna is a person. And if we want to please Krishna, we have to do things which Krishna likes. Not what we think Krishna will like, but what Krishna likes. And if we want to know what Krishna likes, we have to follow the instructions of one who knows what Krishna likes. And this is the simple essence of the entire Guru Parampara. We're not approaching Krishna upon our own whims. We're not approaching Krishna upon our own ideas, because our own ideas are what brought us to this material world. So we don't have so much faith in them. But we approach Krishna through the Guru Parampara. And we approach everything through the Guru Parampara, actually. And so we even approach this verse. So this verse, I'm sure many other Gaudiya Vaishnavas have translated it and given completely true translations. But if we look at Srila Prabhupada's translation and Prabhupada's purport, we're getting really to the heart of pure devotional service coming in the line of Srila Prabhupada. So in the first paragraph of the purport, Prabhupada is quoting the famous verse from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna saying, "Man manabhavam adbhakta majajimam namaskuru." And this verse is very important in the Gita, and Krishna emphasizes it. He repeats it twice. If you really want someone to listen to what you're saying, you repeat yourself. So Krishna is keen that we understand this verse. And Prabhupada's translation of this verse is mind-blowing. Everyone should become his devotee. Everyone should engage in his devotional service. Everyone should offer obeisances from moment to moment. Everyone should surrender unto him. So Prabhupada is giving the vision that this is what Krishna wants. Krishna doesn't want just certain elite class in society or certain people from a certain nationality or people coming from a certain family lineage to surrender unto him. No. Prabhupada says this word everyone about 6 times in one paragraph. And Prabhupada's desire is, it's intense and it's big. And so if we want to please Krishna favorably as Krishna desires, then we have to do that under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. And all of us who are practicing Krishna consciousness, particularly outside of India, and also particularly within India, is under the direction of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, his mercy and his empowerment, the way he's directly empowered by Krishna, is the only means by which we can then claim to practice devotional service. We had to practice devotional service according to the standards of other acharyas, perhaps it would not be so possible. 64 rounds every day may not be so possible. But Srila Prabhupada is particularly empowered in order to preach this devotional service in the Western countries. Into those countries which are full of voidism and impersonalism. And so Srila Prabhupada is giving his mandate. If you want to practice devotional service, then you have to also pick up on my desires, Prabhupada's saying. And his desires are completely for the pleasure of Krishna. Everyone should practice devotional service. Everyone should worship Krishna. Everyone should surrender unto him. And Prabhupada says, one who preaches his gospel of the Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of all is most dear to Krishna. And so actually, it's very, very beautiful because this pure devotional service is most pleasing to Krishna because it's done without any desire for anything from Krishna. If you approach Krishna wanting to become free from suffering, if you approach Krishna wanting some material gain, naturally he's not so inclined to accept your service. So we're trying to practice pure devotional service because that's what's most pleasing to Krishna. But then also, if we are practicing pure devotional service, then this is actually what's best for all society. And so here, Prabhupada's writing, the Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Lord so that human society can be perfectly organized from all angles of vision, politically, socially, economically, philosophically, and religiously. And same with glorifying Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada's humility is his ability to allow us to glorify him. Prabhupada came to the West and people had absolutely no conception of what is a guru. Maybe they'd heard the word. So Prabhupada had to teach who is guru, what's the qualification of the guru, how to worship guru, and then also take that position of guru. And this actually requires the utmost level of humility, or else it would just completely go to your head. If you had to tell someone, okay, you have to surrender to a guru. A guru is one who's got no material desires, completely surrendered to Krishna. And this is how you should worship him. And I am the guru. If anyone else was saying this, you'd be maybe questioning, but Prabhupada, he said he had to. Prabhupada had to write his own pranam mantras. Gurus typically don't write their own pranam mantras, but Prabhupada had to because he's seen the only way that these personalities suffering from want of Krishna consciousness, the only way they can be saved actually is through Guru Seva, is through the mercy of the spiritual master. And his humility was to see that how Krishna had actually wanted him, how his spiritual master wanted him, how Rupa Goswami had wanted him to engage in the service. Therefore, he even composed his own pranam mantras, he instructed his disciples how to worship him. Because glorification of Srila Prabhupada is actually for the benefit of all society. That what else good is there in the world? What other light is there in this very, very dark age other than Srila Prabhupada's movement? And so here, describing how from all angles of vision, politically, socially, economically, philosophically and religiously, the Bhagavad Gita is for the human benefit. And particularly in this age, the Prabhupada is the one who is empowered to transmit this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita has been in the West for maybe 400 years, but how many lives had it changed? The people read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita because he's particularly empowered in order to capture the essence of this message and be able to present it unadulterated in a way which transforms people's hearts. I was hearing Prabhupada's disappearance today, one Prabhupada disciple, one Mataji, was giving one different understanding of Namaste Saraswati Devi. She quoted it from Srila Prabhupada himself. It's very interesting because, of course, we understand Saraswati Devi often meaning a disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but also it means one who knows the essence. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani, one who knows the essence of Lord Chaitanya's instructions. And of course, Prabhupada's favourite verse from the CC, or he had a couple, Yare Deki Tara Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amarai Gaya Hoya Tara. Yes, Upadesh. Wherever you meet, wherever you go, instruct them about Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada's magnanimous nature was to know that our saving grace is being able to serve a pure devotee. And therefore Srila Prabhupada himself came as that pure devotee to allow us to be engaged in this service. Because to serve a pure devotee means to serve Krishna. Yasya prasadad bhagavad prasado. The way to please Krishna is through filling the desires of his pure devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, he's very incredibly managed to give service to all of us. So typically, maybe in a gurukul, there'll be one guru and there'll be some disciples and they'll be serving him menially. In traditional brahmacharya life, young boys and they'll be, you know, serving the guru. And you can maybe have, I don't know, 20 max. More than that, it becomes, how can they all serve him? It becomes limited. And same, even a leader, it describes how a ruler, a king, properly according to Bhagavatam, they should be able to engage everyone in some particular occupation. If people are not engaged properly, then everything goes haywire. We see in this world right now vast, vast unemployment, and that just leads to, you know, the government will give people financial support, but doesn't give them engagement, doesn't give them occupation according to their nature. And this causes so many difficulties. And so a real leader has to engage everyone in a service according to their nature. And that service should ultimately be connected to Krishna. And this is the whole system of Varnashram Dharma, that each of the different Varnas are engaged in a particular service, but all of these service are Vishnu Aradhati, or for the worship of Vishnu, or Krishna. And so Srila Prabhupada is the, as Satsarupa Maharaj describes him, as the Jet Age Parivrajakacharya. He's taking this ancient culture and knowledge and transplanting it in this completely chaotic and topsy-turvy society. And he's managed to give a service so that everyone can be engaged according to their nature. And a service which is actually pure devotional service. It's an activity of pure devotional service. One does not necessarily have to be a pure devotee to engage in activity of pure devotional service. Obvious example is the minute you join, you start chanting Hare Krishna. This is an activity of pure devotional service, but we may not be pure devotees. But that very activity is both the sadhya and the sadhana. It's the goal, and it's also the means to attain the goal. And so devotional service is also, as Prabhupada is writing here, One who spreads this philosophy of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of all conditioned souls in the universe is perfect in pure devotional service. And one cannot be around Srila Prabhupada, either in his physical presence or by reading his books, by listening to him, without understanding that we should in some way spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And Prabhupada gave clear direction that the easiest and the most potent way to spread this Krishna consciousness movement is to distribute books. And it's so simple, actually. Do you have to write the books? No. Do you have to print the books? No. Do you have to edit the books? Do you have to order the books? Do you have to move them around the world? No. Some people do, but the vast majority of us don't. All you simply have to do is just be on the street. Someone else can maybe even set up a table for you. You can arrive at the street. Someone else can, they'll walk up to the table, ask you for a book, and you simply give it to them. It can all be that simple. But if it's done with purity, then it's actually an activity of pure devotional service. And so Srila Prabhupada is so magnanimous and so empowered to actually have built a house in which the whole world can live. What does that mean, to live in a house in which the whole world can live? It means that we're all connected to Krishna through our service. And everyone can engage in this activity of book distribution. Jaya Shishi Rara Gokura Nandaki. This activity of book distribution is so immensely purifying and is so full of mercy and is actually the greatest opportunity for us. And we can all engage in book distribution according to different particular natures that we have. I heard it once described that, of course, devotees, Vaishnavas, are beyond simply looking at particular varnas, but we've all got particular propensities. Some are more brahminically inclined, some more inclined like kshatriyas, vaishyas and sudras, etc. And all of these different propensities can be engaged in book distribution. You know, a brahmana is one who's inclined about knowledge. And for him, his inspiration in book distribution is when he sees that transformation in someone, that shift, when you're having a conversation with someone and suddenly you see that they get it. When you try to explain to someone that they're not the body and it sort of sinks in. And that spark, that can inspire someone of more brahminical nature. Some of the more kshatriya nature, they're defending, that they're protecting dharma. They're fighting this voidism and this impersonalism which is rampant throughout the world, which is destroying, which is atmaha, which is killing the soul, which is destroying people's opportunities. So when one feels impelled by some aspect of duty or righteousness, then they engage in book distribution. It's more kshatriya nature. A vaishya, their mind's always working how they can increase, how can they expand. So you want to increase the book distribution. Make it bigger. Increase, work out how you can get people to give, whether it's donations, get more books. And this way, you're engaging your particular propensity in that service. And a sutra, which is perhaps the most glorious of all, they simply want to serve the master. That Srila Prabhupada wants me to distribute books. My Guru Maharaj wants me to distribute books. So let me distribute books. And so you see, whatever your particular nature is, you can be engaged in activity which will keep you directly connected to Krishna. And you can actually have the experience that when you're on book distribution, you feel more connected to Krishna than when you're before the deities. Because we've got so much false ego, which is sometimes blocking us from connecting to Krishna through his holy name, through his form as a deity. But when you're on book distribution, the mercy and the potency of the service is so great that it overcomes even thick layers of false ego and everything, because you really have to pray. And book distribution, here we learn that pure devotion is jnana karma janavritam. It's free from jnana and it's free from karma. And book distribution, if you do it with jnana or with karma, you can directly see. If you're chanting and you do it with some aspect of covered by monistic philosophy or wanting fruitive results, is maybe harder to see. Of course, with introspection, you can see it. But you can chant for some time with these things. A book distribution. So jnana basically means getting free from all suffering. And if you're on book distribution, wanting to get free from suffering, it's just going to make the book distribution miserable. Just if you're absorbed in just imagining His Grace the Dogs of Krishna talks about how you can become in hand dryer samadhi. You're just imagining going to the hand dryer, warming up your hands, and you're simply focused on getting free from suffering, then the book distribution becomes agony actually sometimes, because it's not anukuyena Krishna, no, it's not pleasing to Krishna. And again, if it's covered by karma means some fruitive result. Okay, I want people to glorify me for distributing books, or I want to get a big score. When you get in also this aspect of controlling, that, okay, this person, you can feel it, they seem very ripe. Okay, and I'm going to get a big stack, give it to them, and they're going to take, and you have all these plans, and then it never works. Because actually this service, we said, it's sadhana and sadhya, it's a perfect service. It's a service, a pure devotional service, but when we're not on that platform of purity, it's also teaching us how we can come to that platform of purity. Because time and time again, it will show you that you're not in control. I had one nice experience. It was in Bournemouth. It was during the summer. It was very nice. Sun was shining. Books were going out. And felt happy. And he said, I could do this forever, giving out books. But there's some pride is there as well, thinking that I'm quite good at this. You know, you just wave at people, they stop and take a book, and it's very easy. And there's some pride is there. And then I was beside we were staying quite near a big bus stop. And just out the corner of my eye, I seen one lady's waiting at the bus stop. Her friends get off the bus, one of her friends, and she sort of embraces her. They're very happy to see each other, and she gives her something. But I didn't really see it properly, what was happening, and I was just busy distributing books. And then these ladies, the two of them, they came up. So I stopped them, and they're very friendly. They're from Bulgaria. One of the friends lived here, the other one was just visiting, and they came, and they're very happy to see each other, very excited, so they're happy to speak to me as well. And then I showed them an SSR. I said, hey, we're traveling monks, we're just sharing some spiritual books. I said, oh no, I just gave it to her. I said, what? I said, I just gave it to her. What do you mean you just gave it to her? You gave her some other gift or something? No, I gave her this book. I said, what do you mean? And she pulled out her bag, her friend pulled out a Bulgarian SSR. And so previously she's come from Bulgaria, she'd been in some, I don't know if they had, the devotees have some cafe or something there, in some yoga studio. And she bought this book. I thought, my friend will love this. She went, met her friend, first thing she gave her an SSR. And straight after, I'm trying to give her another one. And she's like, she's already got it. And they were not fussed at all. They said, yeah, I just already got it. And I'm sitting there like, whoa. But it was sort of Krishna showing that, yeah, you're not the one doing it. And someday it's going to be such a tangible experience. And we always forget, we constantly forget, but the service is so nice. It keeps you reminded that, you're not the doer, which is the most liberating and happy realization to have. And also, it's such a good service because it makes you come up to the mark. If you know you have to distribute books, then you know that you can't space out on anything. That if you have inattentive japa, then the whole day will be agony. And so you have to chant nicely. Sometimes you may find out it's happened before, you're chanting your japa, and then halfway through someone comes along and says, oh, actually, change your plan, we're going on book distribution today. Suddenly, the second half of your japa is like three times as good as the first half. So, okay, maybe I should have done that the whole way along. And also, like, if you make some Vaishnava aparad, you know, you're in the morning, you're offending devotees just because you're absorbed in your own consciousness, then nothing will happen that day, books-wise. So therefore, you have to... So in this way, it's such a good training. So Srila Prabhupada's vision was that, okay, this is for the utmost benefit of the entire universe. As he says here, the benefit of all conditioned souls in the universe. And so that's Prabhupada's vision. Everyone should become a devotee. And so Prabhupada therefore desired this book distribution to go on and keep increasing. Financially, all these temples in ISKCON, Now things maybe not so much, but entirely supported by book distribution. So initially in the early days of the movement, this is the entire source of income. Otherwise, how do you... You don't want devotees to be always having to engage in work and then just give the fruits of their work to Krishna, because so they want to do some pure devotional service. And so there's an activity of pure devotional service, and also it generates income for the temple, so you can continue with the preaching. But Prabhupada's magnanimous nature was also to allow this service to be of the utmost benefit to all his disciples. That, and of course, we're not direct disciples of Prabhupada. We've got our own Diksha Gurus, but Srila Prabhupada, he's a preeminent Siksha Guru for all of us, that we all take Shiksha from Srila Prabhupada. And we all have to become connected to Srila Prabhupada. And this service so deeply connects us with Srila Prabhupada. And it's also described, it's just as previously, you know, perhaps a brahmachari would collect alms for his guru. And again, the guru could maybe have, we said, maximum 20 disciples. After you've got more than that, then how many alms can he collect? He doesn't need so much. But Prabhupada was so magnanimous that he could take the service of so many people. And we're still serving Srila Prabhupada. When we engage in book devotion, we're engaging in the direct, intimate, personal service of Srila Prabhupada. And the best, Prabhupada said, the best of me is in my books. We're serving Prabhupada's books. We're serving Srila Prabhupada. And we also have to, we want to distribute the books, we've got to read the books. And so again, Prabhupada's envision of giving us this book distribution is our main focus. Everything in your life, in your devotional life, becomes, it works out. Everything works out. Your devotee relationships, your sadhana, you get the mercy, your connection with Srila Prabhupada, connection with your own guru, everything, because this service is so perfect and complete. So the service is both the sadhana and the sadhya. So, like this, these are some of the glories of book distribution. And so we can engage in book distribution for many different reasons. Perhaps today we didn't talk so much about the aspect of compassion. Something I'm perhaps lacking in, struggling in. But again, this service forces you to become compassionate. And until we can come to the stage where we can spread this philosophy of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of all conditioned souls in the universe, which is pure devotional service. So, although we may not be at that stage, still we engage in the service, and that service will take us to this stage. So let us make it our mission to give our life for the glorification of Srila Prabhupada, because this is the utmost benefit to us, and it's the utmost benefit to the world. Srila Prabhupada himself, he's completely satisfied. He doesn't need our glorification, but he understands that unless the world knows about him, knows about his books, then what hope is there for the world? And therefore, we have a duty, if we've had the ability and the mercy to receive his books, to read his books, to understand his books, to have devotees to allow us to enter into these books, we have a duty to also allow others this mercy and do some personal, intimate service for Srila Prabhupada. So these are some thoughts. Kindly seeking all your blessings that some of what I've said may become manifest in my heart. And if anyone's got any comments, any corrections, or any questions, we can open it up. Yes, Ananta Chuta Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. One practical question around that aspect of being fruitive at book distribution. Let's say I'm on a busy street and I meet someone who is quite interested. So there are two options. One is that I can spend time with that person, talk to that person at a great length with an intention that, okay, if he really gets interested, he might come and visit us at the temple, eventually do some bhakta courses, that. So in one sense, this is fruitive. In one sense, it's not fruitive. The other mindset could be, instead of spending time with this person, I can meet 10 other people. And some of them might take books. That is also in one sense fruitive, one sense not fruitive. So what would be your suggestion?
The main thing is to take a book. That sometimes becomes sidetracked, or you spend lots of time with someone you think is interested and they don't take a book, and that's you've missed out on all the opportunity of meeting these other people, and also they're not, how much benefit are they getting? You know, Prabhupada did say, you know, what good is your 2 minutes preaching? A book will preach them for life. But also, what makes them want to read the book is you as the carrier of the book. You know, naturally they see you miserable and you're saying, this is the book which will make you happy. They're probably not going to read it. But if they see you as someone who's shining, who's happy, who's really experiencing something which the rest of the world isn't experiencing, that's going to want them to read the book. And then your cultivation of that person will allow them to get deeper into the book. So ultimately, if your intention is good, and also particular natures are there, some people, it's not perhaps so much their nature to really have a deep conversation with an individual person. So just they get the book and they go on their way and they can meet lots of more people. Other people, they're not so fast, but they may just meet one person a day. But it's deep. But perhaps if any other devotees have got some thoughts on that, they're welcome to share.
Not just small one. How do we become devoid of monistic, devoid of material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy, fruitive actions?
The book distribution. If you want, as you're saying, this is an activity of pure devotional service. So we have all these, we're covered by fruitive action, monistic philosophy, but if we engage in this service, which itself is a pure service, but not blindly, everything has to be done thoughtfully, contemplatively. That Prabhupada describes you have to be introspective sages. So always seeing your activity, not overly analytical, but you see, okay, am I doing this because, am I stopping that person because I'm attracted to that person? Am I stopping that person because I want to impress that person? Am I stopping this person because I'm trying to be an instrument of Srila Prabhupada? This knowledge is so great, I just want to share it. So just having some awareness of what's our motivation, and then not kicking ourselves when it's the wrong motivation, but just seeing it. And then when we chant our japa, we chant with the desire to become pure. Yes, Antarangapu.
Coming back to Ananta Chuta Prabhu's question, I think, yes, as Panchatattva mentioned, you give the book to the person, and sometimes also the practical ways that, can I have your number or email or some kind of a contact? So you give that, you start that initial relationship, you create that bhakti bubble right there on the street with them, and you continue. And if they're genuine, then they will continue in reciprocation, in communication with you. And regarding Eric Prabhu's point, I found it interesting that unless and until you're not able to do book distribution for a long time, if you're not building yourself up towards developing mentality to get rid of material desires and fruitive action. So I think the testimony to longevity of Sankirtan devotees in itself is a testimony to the fact that they're coming to a certain point of letting loose of these things, karmic results. I think that in itself, longevity of book distributor, I think, the longer you are the book distributor, the more you stepping out from the platform of having these material attachments, desires, monistic aspirations, because you're not able to sustain it on that platform. Mm. I think that in itself is an indicator of something.
Yes, Theo.
All those realizations that were shared are really nice. Do you also have a realization how to not forget them on the street or in the moment when it really counts?
I mean, for me, I think Krishna consciousness is a process of continually having to relearn. Just to keep you forget, and when you forget, you make the same mistake again, and then you. But yeah, you know, it's nice having, like, you know, when you have japa, some devotees have like these certain cards which got a certain meditation. It's nice. Whatever you space out, okay, again, Krishna, I'm thankful for the holy name, I'm grateful. So that's your meditation. You go for it. So again, you can. I don't do it myself, I probably should, but I know devotees who've got notebooks or journals or some little. So whenever they get a nice quote about book distribution, they keep it there. And then whenever things get tough in the street, you can just read. But prayer is a very powerful thing. So, yeah. Okay. Yes. Anyhow.
Thank you for sharing everything, by the way. I wanted to ask about if you have anything, any more points on the Kshatriya nature and how you could use that in book distribution.
You don't argue with Christians. That's the best way not to use it. You know, you see, all these, we've got a particular nature and it can be dovetailed or it can be take us away from Krishna. So whatever it is, whether it's like a Brahminical tendency of getting so much into knowledge and you just get off on a whole big tangent about something else, or a Kshatriya nature just wanting to fight, or a Vaishya nature, you get so much in the result, or Shudra, you're just sort of blindly serving. So we've all got the negative side, but the positive side is that yeah, you feel, okay, I want to defend, I want to protect. So therefore, let me that be my inspiration for distributing these books. Mm-hmm. But in terms of actually getting into arguments, very, very, very careful. It just completely ruins all your energy. And particularly a lot of people, they're like vampires. They say, okay, I don't like what this person's doing, but I'm going to just suck his energy away. And there's a best advice, if you meet anyone who's somewhat inimical, you find just offer them a book, ask for a donation, they don't want it, just end the conversation. You have to learn the art. You have to learn the art of being able to end a conversation, because as we're saying, it's this is your direct personal service to your spiritual master and to Srila Prabhupada. It's not your time. It's your spiritual master's time. You shouldn't be wasting it simply speaking to people who are not going to take a book, who aren't actually interested in Krishna consciousness, and your argument with them is going to make them less favorable to Krishna consciousness. So the worst thing you can do is to push people away. If a Vaisheshika Prabhu says, every person, you have to take them one step closer. Maybe this time, they give you a wave. So it's one step previous than last time. Then they'll stop. They don't want a book. So it's one step better. And then next time, they'll take a book. So you just take one step closer. So, like that.
I guess I'm asking in terms of, like, say, like the positive side. So, for example, if people, you're approaching people and they are positive, and how to approach them, how to use that nature. That's where the confusion is for me.
Yeah, that's your inspiration, isn't it? Okay, let me do something. Let me try and preach against all this atheism and voidism. But I think we'll stop here. So thank you so much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Brihambadanga, Shri Harinam, Book Distribution ki.
Jai.
Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda ki.
Jai.
Karantara Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Jai. Jai Nitai Gopramanandi.
Grace, Panchatattva, Prabhu ki.